Another week and more news to chew. It's the Friday Mixer. We're going to hammer out some of the stories that we've been working on this week. The city of LA gets Wi-Fi, but who's going to pay that money? What about all those sidewalk vendors? They're not permitted, but they're there. We're joined today by Gene Mattis from LA Weekly and Kate Linthicum reports for the LA Times. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Glad you're with us. So we reported on this story earlier this week. I want to talk about these iPads first. The taxpayers may have to dig into their pockets to sustain the LAUSD's plans to equip the teachers and students of the district with iPads. And we're talking about $770 each for these contraptions, higher than retail. It includes a protective case and all of that. But this deal that they had, it comes from construction bonds to pay for that rollout, but it only lasts for 3 years. So they're talking now about maybe taking this to the bond market and trying to foot some bonds to pay for this down the road?
Well, it sounds like the bonds are based on 30-year bonds, yeah. But the iPads last for 3 years, or they're
right.
Guaranteed to last for 3 years. So then the question is, okay, when you have all these new iPads that are brand new right now and they're totally obsolete in 3 years, you know, where are you going to get the money for the next generation of iPads or whatever the next thing is after iPads?
Who in the end foots the bill, though? The taxpayers?
Yeah, I mean, it's the taxpayers obviously paying for this, and it's been obviously a very hot-button thing over there and a lot of questions being asked about, you know, whether these things are going to get stolen or hacked or whatever, and whether this was wise to roll out in such a broad way so quickly, and whether they should try it on a sort of more limited basis.
Well, chances are that the superintendent, of course, John Dacey, will probably be there the next couple of years to oversee this, and we'll see what he has to say about it.
Yeah, right? Until the next time he tries to resign, I guess.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, the LA City Council agreed this week to look for a company to provide free wireless internet access citywide. The council voted to start this bidding process for vendors to set up a free Wi-Fi network, but that will also ensure that the city doesn't influence competition, they say, among private internet service providers. Now, we're talking about billions of dollars for an ISP to come into the city and provide its service for free Wi-Fi. Who's going to pay for that?
Well, if the city has its way, actually, the provider will. They are open to a lot of different proposals. You know, we've seen cities across America get outfitted with free Wi-Fi, and it's been anywhere from very basic Wi-Fi to what's happening in cities like Kansas City and Austin, where Google Fiber has come in to install ultra, ultra high-speed fiber optic broadband. So we don't know what people are going to propose here. The fiber optic is extremely expensive. $3 billion to $5 billion is the estimate for a city as vast as Los Angeles. But in theory, the city will find a provider who is willing to front a lot of those costs in exchange for, let's say, the ability to advertise on those free networks.
Can an ISP recoup money that it spends, if we're talking billions of dollars, to outfit the city of LA in advertising?
Well, there are other ways they can recoup money, too. I mean, what Google is doing is, in these other cities, they're installing their fiber optic network for free internet, and then they're giving people the chance to upgrade, basically, and pay for Google TV. So it's like this is giving them an opportunity to get their network and reach their audiences, and then they get to ask their audiences to pay for their product.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody else would do it for free, I'm sure they would take that deal. But Eric Garcetti was elected on a platform of let's get back to basics. Let's worry about potholes and street repairs and stuff, you know, doing the basic city services. And it seems like citywide Wi-Fi is the opposite of that. It's a nice newfangled thing that would be great to have, but it's not the basics. So I wonder.
Well, someone would argue that maybe it is the basics. I mean, maybe Wi-Fi is like infrastructure today. This is how you basically exist today is with Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I mean, I think if there were a perception that the city were doing more traditional city services well, that people would be more favorably disposed to that, but I think
I don't know what you're insinuating there, Gene. What are you saying, man?
I'm saying there's a backlog of sidewalk repairs that hasn't been dealt with. I'm saying there's a lot of other things that are in line for that money that, you know, if it cost any money, that, you know, this probably would go by the wayside.
Well, when you're not tripping over tree roots on the sidewalk, you're tripping over someone who's making a bacon-wrapped hot dog, right? Isn't that what's going on? Or if you're like carousing down Melrose or Sunset or somewhere and trying to maybe get a late night snack, or someone selling a pineapple or a coconut. I mean, a lot of those street vendors are there. And I didn't realize this, but they're not permitted. They're not legal to be there. And the city wants to do something about it. Let's talk a little bit about that. Kate, what's going on at City Hall to try and get these people permitted?
There's an estimated 10,000 illegal street vendors operating in L.A. So they're selling everything from youth clothing in MacArthur Park to the delicious mango pineapple guys to, like, the dirty dogs that you see outside of the Echo on Sunset. And there's a very spotty regulation. Occasionally, they'll have their stuff confiscated. Occasionally, they'll, you know, have run-ins with police or with city officials, but generally pretty unregulated, much to the disappointment of a lot of the brick and mortar restaurants and businesses that say, hey, these guys aren't paying taxes, they aren't being regulated, and they're taking business away from me. So anyway, this has been sort of a long debated issue. And finally, we have this week a proposal from a couple council members to say, let's study how we can bring these underground entrepreneurs sort of above ground and get them permitted with the city. If they're selling food, how can we get them regulated with the county health department? And are there certain places where we need to regulate how many of them can be on the sidewalk and maybe decrease the proliferation in certain places?
I mean, the whole issue was obviously very difficult to manage because there's a very large culture of folks who are going to do it whether it's legal or not. Yeah. And that's been the case for a very long time. I mean, going back and looking through the archives, you know, they've been dealing with the street vendor issue for at least 20 years. And they tried in 1992 or 3 to create a legalization system. And they would have certain areas that were, you know, okay, these are the areas you're allowed to go in, right?
Yeah.
And then so after they passed that, here's an LA Times headline from shortly after they passed that that bill that was sort of supposed to open up the regulations on that. Street vendor arrests up despite legalization. I mean, wow. If that doesn't tell you what it's like to work with the city of L.A., you know, like here they legalized it, but now we're arresting more of you than ever. And, you know, they've been wrestling with this. And so they try to create these zones, you know, that people would go into. And then the neighbors say, I don't want a zone next to my, you know, I don't want a street vending zone.
Yeah.
And so they set these zones up and then it's like prohibitively expensive to get a permit or something. You have to follow all these rules, and the guys who aren't following the rules just come in anyway, and they don't crack down on them. So you've got this, you know, the people who are trying to follow the rules are at a competitive disadvantage, and the whole thing collapses. So it's a very difficult issue. The city's been trying to deal with it for 20 years and hasn't been able to. And so, you know, best of luck to these council members in trying to sort this out. But you've got to create a system of regulations that people will buy into who live there and who work around there and have businesses around there, and that the vendors will also buy into and see as being better for them than the current system where basically you can do whatever you want at the risk of getting a ticket.
Well, we're going to wrap it up there. We thank you for, you know, the amount of money that we pay both of you to be on the show. I know it breaks our bank, but we know that you're worth it. Kate Linthicum and Gene Mattis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
I'm going to celebrate with a bacon-wrapped hot dog. Thanks.
Very good. Kate, thank you.
Bye.